time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Daily Download is brought to you by ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. And we have some news from Atlanta United that we want to pass along to you. And I'm just going to read what they have just put out on their website here. Atlanta United today announced that President and Chief Executive Officer Garth Lagerwey will be taking an indefinite leave of absence after recently being diagnosed with cancer. Lagerwey has begun treatment. There is no timetable for his return to the office. The prognosis of a complete recovery is encouraging. Statement goes on to say that some of the other people in the front office are going to kind of divvy up the duties of Garth Lagerwey and kind of take care of it. So, and a nice, well wishes from team owner Arthur Blank talking about Garth Lagerwey. But again, Garth Lagerwey stepping aside as president and CEO because of health reasons. Atlanta United announcing today. Boy, Dede and Oren, it has been. We keep talking about the Braves. You want to talk about who's had a tough year? Oof, man, the Five Stripes have had a tough year, guys. I mean, all the way around.
Yeah, the expectations coming into the season and then how you started off, you got that kind of vibe of it being what it was in previous years with that sort of that speedy, up-tempo style. You bring Miggy back, and then it just seems like the pieces that you have aren't quite fitting the way that they should be, and now you stand really, really far down on the table right now to where this team is probably not, unless they make it an incredible late season run, they won't be sniffing the playoffs this year, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's been a sad summer. And for Garth Lagerwey, our prayers, certainly I speak for everybody at the flagship station when I say our thoughts and prayers are certainly with you. And we hope for a speedy recovery and for you to return to Atlanta United. But that's kind of the breaking news in and around Atlanta United. So if there's more, we'll pass it along to you right here on 92 on the Game. All right, moving along on the download here. So there was the women's semifinal today, and the number one player in the world, Sabalenka, do I have this right? She was beaten and knocked out. And I'm sorry, guys. Help me out with the name. I don't follow tennis the way I used to follow tennis. And I just don't. You know why?
Anisimova?
Amanda Anisimova? Okay. All right. If you had asked me prior to this about Aryna Sabalenka, and ask me who the number one player in the world is, I couldn't have told you. Because I just don't follow tennis anymore.
Do you know who
and
the men's number one player is, John?
Is it Sinner?
Yes.
Okay. I thought that was a movie, but okay. About vampires. I don't. And here's why. Guys, when it comes to some sports, I raise my hand. I'm an ugly American. Oren, are you an ugly American? I mean, if there's no American, I don't care.
I watch because I find the sport entertaining. So it doesn't. I'm more invested if there is an American that's going deeper into a major tournament. But I watch it if there's no American. Yeah, the finals are fun to watch. They are very competitive. It's always a great vibe with the crowds in those finals. Like they present the finals of these events to be really, really large, and I appreciate that as a sports fan.
No, I do too. I'm not saying that they're not. I mean, but it's just like, Dede, if it's not an American, I lose. Like, the only reason I cared about women's tennis, I love Coco Gauff, and I wish her the best here, and she's kind of it. But when the Williams sisters were dominating, that was great. But when we haven't had an American male be worth a damn for 30 years or something, I mean, who was the last American male that was Pete Sampras? I mean, how long ago was that? We used to win, right, Dede? Didn't we win all the time? Wasn't it like McEnroe and Connors and Courier and Sampras, and we won all the time?
Yeah, we did. But, that's what happens, man. Sports evolves. Everybody wants to, not to say America is the best at everything, but everyone wants to beat the best, right? So that's what happens. As sports evolves, you have other people from other countries, other teams from other places. They evolve as well. I mean, we were talking a couple of weeks ago, if Adam Silver does this World versus USA All-Star game, I think the world has a chance of dominating that for a couple of seasons.
Well, yeah, I mean, I get that. I mean, it's not a question of the world catching up to us in certain sports. They obviously have. But that and that's fine. And we haven't quite caught up to them in men's soccer. Okay. But, you know, that's fine. But we're like, guys, non-competitive. I mean, non-competitive.
We've got some young guys that are trying to make their way up.
I've heard that for the last 20 years. Seriously, I've heard it for 20 years. When was the last time? Well, I mean, Sampras was a while ago, right? And outside of him, I mean, was it Agassi? I mean, who was the last American to really be
dominant?
I've lose track.
Andy Roddick.
Agassi or
Sampras? Roddick, yeah.
Now, Andy Roddick doesn't count as dominant.
He won a major.
Okay. Yeah.
So then dominant would probably be Sampras, right?
That dominant is not a major.
Huh? So I said, well, then that would probably be Sampras.
Agassi and Sampras, the last two dominants. Yes.
Yeah. But, you know, to Oren's point, I just like tennis, and I don't care where some of these kids are from. There's some of them are just so good. Like, personally, right now, Carlos Alcaraz is my favorite, hands down, right now on the men's side. Like, I just love watching that kid play.
But see, I guess it goes to the whole thing of, tennis was, guys, because I'm a little older, when Borg and McEnroe and Chris Evert and Martina Navratilova, when they were all playing in the late 70s, early 80s, everybody was playing tennis. They were out buying T2000 rackets, which was Connors racket. It was the beginning of aluminum rackets, and everybody was playing tennis, and tennis clubs were booming. And now it's like, does anybody even play? I mean, my first wife, God rest her soul, she was a professional tennis player, and she was saying, at one point she goes, you used to not be able to get on a court. Now you can get, which court do you want? 1 through 34 are open. I mean, it's like nobody plays it anymore. It's like left. And they're converting all these, hey, let's go play pickleball. Oren, do you play pickleball?
I know of pickleball. I don't play pickleball.
Day-Day, do you play pickleball?
Nope.
I play pickleball. I haven't played tennis. I haven't picked up a tennis racket in, 25 years, but I played a lot of pickleball. Okay.
You're saying that, John, in a way that it's supposed to be secretive, that nobody's supposed to know that you play pickleball.
No, I'm not supposed to admit that. I mean, it's about the only thing.
You don't sound like I play pickleball. Like you say it in such like, no, I play pickleball, John. Be assertive, own that, John.
Sure. I'll tell you what is being owned. Somebody got owned in this one. DeAndre Ayton, who is now, if you missed it, an L.A. Laker, was talking about his new teammates, and he said this about one particular teammate who came into the team last year. He said this about Luka.
Yeah, it feels like a video game. Like somebody set it up. I think somebody set this up. But like, honestly, this is an opportunity that I won't take for granted. You know, Luka is a once in a generation player, and I'm happy to be his teammate. Hearing how much shape he's been in, he's super ripped, and I'm finally glad to be on his side. You know, while he's doing all of that.
Oh, okay. I mean, it's high praise. I mean, you're praising a teammate. But that seems like awfully high praise to me, Day-Day and Oren, for a guy who's got another guy on his team that was supposed to be like the GOAT once in a generation. Am I gleaning to DeAndre Ayton's out there going, Luka, 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 Luka.
Well, to be fair, I'm assuming the question was directed about Luka. So
I'm sure it was.
Who's the future of that team, though, John? LeBron
Yeah, and Luka? I was going to say, that if we're 100% honest, LeBron is on his way out when it comes down to the Lakers and the league.
That's my point. I mean, there's no reason to pump up LeBron, especially if he's going to be playing for, Indiana or somebody else this year. No, that's the question. Do you think he's gone?
No, he'll go back to the Lakers.
You think?
Yeah.
Or you think he's going back, or you think he's going to be gone?
I think he's going to be gone.
I do too. I think he's going to be gone because he and Luka don't. Day-Day, they don't work together. The Luka and LeBron is a higher level version
now, John,
of Trey and DeJounte.
Well, it's kind of hard to say that. That was a mid-season trade?
And John, I heard you mention that before on a weekend show. I think they were like 13-3 at one point with LeBron and Luka. Like
Yeah, you got to give that time.
They played together. They meshed together well. Yeah, I mean. Yeah,
how'd they do in the playoffs?
Doesn't matter, though.
The problem was they didn't have anybody but them two.
Did the two greatest players on the planet, the greatest player of all time and the greatest GOAT of all time in new version. I'm sorry, I'm holding up my wedding.
John? The issue with that team wasn't Luka and LeBron. The issue with that team was the fact that they had nobody in the inside that could stop anybody.
So I thought that was supposed to be the two greatest players of all time.
Well, you still have a cat. You got to still have a cat.
Yeah, it's
John.
Oh, you do? Michael Jordan had Scottie Pippen and a bunch of role guys.
And Dennis Rodman.
Shaq and Kobe had a bunch.
P.J. Armstrong.
Shaq and Kobe had,
Steve Kerr.
Yeah, they were
the list goes on and on.
Yeah. Shaq and Kobe dominated. They didn't have, no offense, Rick Fox, but, sort of guys. They're good guys, but nothing special. I don't know. Beats me. I thought they were. When the trade happened, it was like, it's so unfair. They're going to win title after title after title. They're not going to lose a game. Okay.